Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly radio show that's all about the issues of aging. I've got a lot of stuff to talk to you about today, so put your thinking hats on, because I'm going to read you a bunch of stuff that is one of the reasons why I exist, because of all the misinformation and junk that's out there about caring for the aged, the blind, the disabled, and the frail. You know, my last show is going to be the end of July, and you're going to miss me because there's not going to be another voice on the radio anywhere in California that's going to talk about this stuff. And for those of you that have been on the fence for all these years trying to decide whether to come and see me, hopefully after I'm done reading some of the stuff that I'm going to read to you today, you will make the decision to finally get off your rear ends and do that. Good morning, I'm Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here on Assets and Aging for 20 years right here on KFBK. Drawing to a close, at least my intention right now, is to be the last weekend in July, the last Sunday of July, whatever that is. Let me look here. That's July the 28th. On July the 28th will be my last show. If this show has had meaning to you, if this has been helpful to you, I don't ask for this very often. I would love to get an email from you. If you're one of my clients and this show has made a difference in your life, I'd love to get an email from you. You can email me at bob@assetsandaging.com, bob@assetsandaging.com. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down and sign up for my next workshop, which is tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It'll be one of my last of the year. I'll be setting my last one to be announced here on KFBK this week. And I'll announce it on my newsletter. If you don't get my newsletter, why? You can sign up for it at assetsandaging.com. If you're not a member of assetsandaging.com, why? Because it's going to be the one place where you're going to be able to continue to get information. If you don't go to the Assets and Aging Facebook page, why? I'm posting things there all the time and commenting on them. And you can get to all of that via your phone, your iPad, your Surface, your HP, your computer, whatever format you use. But you're not going to want to lose contact with, you know, my podcast every Wednesday will continue. Every Wednesday at noon, I do a podcast. You should be taking advantage now for the rest of your life of however long I have left to do this. Because when I'm done with this, you're going to have to depend on the kind of junk that I'm going to read to you in a few minutes. And that junk has cost people tens of millions of dollars over the years because they have followed the advice of people who don't know what they're doing. And I hope that's not going to be you. I had somebody call me from the Bay Area this week, and they're dealing with a dad that's in a nursing home and a mom with dementia, and almost every single piece of advice they've received has been wrong. The problem now is they don't know who to believe because they've had two different organizations tell them they had to reposition assets, they had to spend down, they had to do this, they had to do that, and Bob comes along and says, no, you don't have to do any of that. It's not necessary. Well, everybody's telling us we have to do that. Everybody's telling us they're going to take our house away. No, they're not going to take our... Everybody's telling us because our house is more than a certain value, we can't get Medi-Cal. No, what's the assessed valuation? Well, it's a... Well, the Medi-Cal rules say you can use either one. Nobody told us that, I know. Because there's going to be nobody else that's going to tell you how to really do this when the day comes. So I hope you'll pay attention to this show and the next few shows, and I hope you'll get to my workshop. I think I have 5 seats left for tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. It's one of my rare weekday evening workshops. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow night at my office. It's a little late to get you something in the mail, but if you call me or email me, go to my website. There's a sign-up page there. I'll try to get you in. My office is on Watt Avenue. It'll start at 6 o'clock. It'll last about an hour. You should be home before it gets dark. So, I want to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. But the first thing I want to talk about, and then let me read the article. I'm going to change this around. I had something in mind. I want to read you a couple articles. This first article is from a newspaper called where's the name of this newspaper? It was a newspaper and down in Southern California somewhere. And now I can't find the name of the newspaper, but this is an article from the newspaper. And I can't, for the life of me, find the name of the newspaper. Oh, well, I'll find it in a minute. I'll find it later on. Doesn't matter. And this is a guy that writes. He's a former CPA. He doesn't clearly know a lot about Medi-Cal, but I think this is called Signals, SCV, something, Santa Clarita Valley, I think. And it may be an internet newspaper, I don't know. But he writes about financing elder care becoming an emerging priority. How long have I been on the radio, boys and girls? Bob, you've been on the radio for 20 years. How long have I been talking about what's not available to seniors? The care that's not available to seniors. The fact that the Medi-Cal budget is busted. And it has been busted for 15 years, but nobody wants to talk about it. How long have I been talking about those issues? Well, the author of this article evidently just figured it out. Let me read some stuff to you. Because the crisis is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's already huge. And seniors, you have a target on your back. I'll read you some other stuff in a minute. My wife and I each have an elderly relative whose retirement funds have been exhausted. Both women who need to reside in assisted living facilities, but neither has the wherewithal to pay for the cost of living there. Well, has anybody ever talked to them about getting help from the VA or getting help from Medi-Cal, or maybe they should be in a nursing home? It's just like, well, they've spent all their money. There's nothing we can do. It's like, did you never, ever talk to these people beforehand? Find out what their situation was, seek out an expert in long-term care planning and figure out what's available. No, let's just spend all their money. One of them has Parkinson's, which means what? They've had been sick for a long time because Parkinson's goes on for a long time. Both have lost some of their mental capabilities. Neither suffers from full-fledged dementia. I don't know what full-fledged dementia is, folks. Do you? It's this kind of language that causes people to lay around and figure it's all going to be okay. Because here's somebody that's been watching this for years and has done nothing. And now is talking about it after all the money is spent. It is stunning to me what's out there. These two women are harbingers of what our society will face in 10 or 15 years. 10 or 15 years? This is happening now, folks, not in 10 or 15 years. Bob, take a deep breath. Have a drink of water, Bob, and calm down. Tranquilo. You know, we're going to be tranquilo. Cool runnings, man. So, take a little drink. This stuff just drives me crazy, folks. So, here's somebody who claims to be an expert who absolutely knows nothing about this subject. How long have you heard me talking about this? This problem is not 10 to 15 years away. It is here today. There are 10,000 people a day turning 65 in the United States. Do the math. And this has been a problem for the 30 years I've been doing this. Patients over 65 are generally covered by Medicare. For what? However, the cost of assisted living is generally excluded from Medicare. Not generally, it is. Or if the patient is poor, is paid by Medicaid. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted living, folks. I repeat, Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted living. It has a little program if you're really impoverished for something called the waiver program, but there's only 3,000 plus beds in all of California, and the waiting list is 6 months to a year just to get on the waiting list. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted living. And yet, here's somebody that claims to be an expert. Okay, I'll read on because I just have to. According to a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation, Medicaid spending, we don't have Medicaid in California, folks. That's national spending. Medi-Cal for an elderly patient is four times higher than what is spent on an average adult Medicaid patient. Yeah. This is so stupid, I can't stand it. My opinion only. By the way, remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have a California insurance license and a legal documents assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California that allows me to do legal documents at your direction and request. That's a stupid statement. Of course the elderly spend more money. Who's the sickest in our population? The elderly. Are 22-year-olds generally sick? No, Bob. So, why are we surprised? Why is the Kaiser Family Foundation surprised that the frail elderly spend more money than the non-frail elderly or whatever? Medi-Cal pays for about 24% of such costs in California long-term care. Guess who pays the rest? You do. You do. He just described two relatives who had lost everything on the cost of long-term care. Do you get that? This is what you're going to miss when I'm not here. I'm going to keep reading here because I can't stop myself. Americans who are currently age 65 or older will require assisted living or home nursing care before they die. Okay. One in three Americans who are currently age 65 or older will require assisted living or home nursing care before they die. Two-thirds, it should be nursing home care, not home nursing care. Two-thirds of them will require support from Medi-Cal. He keeps talking about Medicaid. This is a guy writing an article in California, and he keeps talking about Medicaid. We call it Medi-Cal. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, Medicaid expenditures are expected to consume 9% of the federal budget and will be the federal government's third largest non-discretionary expenditure. Medicaid is administered by the state level, but it's largely funded by the... And you're going to understand why in a minute. Now, here's why this is so misleading and so damaging. Remember, in California, there are only 70,000 people in nursing homes on Medi-Cal. There are 13 million people in California on Medi-Cal. That means there's 12.9 million people in California who are not in nursing homes who are on Medi-Cal. You can't just lump the budgets together. I'll read you from another article. This kind of stuff just drives me crazy. And on and on and on. If we can overcome the special interests that have... The special interests have nothing to do with this. This is an aging issue, folks. We're all going to get older. But aging Americans are still going to be expensive to deal with. Well, look who just woke up and smelled the flowers. Folks, this kind of stuff just drives me nuts. Because this is the stuff people read and go off and do nothing. Let me read you another thing. And this is why you got to pay attention to this. This is from CaliforniaHealthline.org, 6/24. So I printed this out. This came 3 days ago. New budget boosts health coverage for low-income Californians, but not seniors. And survives entirely off her Social Security of $1,391 a month. That doesn't amount to much, I'm reading from the article, in the pricey enclave of Palm Springs, California. Especially for someone who contends with a host of expensive medical problems, including a blood vessel disorder, blah, 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 blah. Right now, I don't really have the money to do much. I just stay here and that's it. Said with a sigh, sad at the thought of being stuck in her apartment. Where's her family? Where's her family? Because she is 71 and has a low income, she qualifies for Medi-Cal. She's dual eligible. She gets Medicare and Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program for disadvantaged people. No, it's not. How often have I said that? As well as Medicare, the public insurance program for people 65 and over. I'm going to keep reading from this. Her monthly soul, blah, blah, blah. That's one of several investments, the 200, blah, 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 blah. She can't afford it. And says, that's one of several major investments. How is it an investment that the $215 billion budget makes in Medi-Cal enrollment and services? 13 million Californians, a third of the state's population, have Medi-Cal. How many of you do you think are old? The state just gave, let me find the number, okay? I got to stop and find it. I can't find it. Maybe that's in the next article. The state just gave, I can't remember how much money to 1.8 million unauthorized immigrants. $1 billion. But we don't have any money to help out this poor old lady because there's no money in the budget. It just makes me go crazy. The spending plan also includes money to restore medical benefits that were cut 10 years ago during the recession, such as podiatry and speech therapy. It also provides full Medi-Cal coverage to low-income young adults between 19 through 25 who are in the country illegally. So we don't have any money for this lady, but we have lots of money for other people. So never mind. I don't want to go there. I need to stay away from that. You can connect the dots. I could cancel that extra insurance and buy myself a medical alert bracelet. I would also have some money to maybe pay off some other medical bills. It would help with groceries, things like Depends, and maybe I could go out to lunch once in a while. By the way, Medicare will pay for that stuff. Never mind. Whoever's giving her advice is terrible at this. I'm still reading from the same article. It seems like what has occurred in California this year is a very conscious, systematic, and well-designed effort to close gaps in coverage, said Judy Solomon, a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy. How does it help seniors? How does it close the budget gaps? How does it close anything? We're giving them back something that the government took away from them 10 years ago. How does this help? How does it help those people who don't have that benefit today? And then they give out a bunch of information that's not correct about the age, the disability program, and the poverty level, and all that kind of stuff. A policy advocate at the Western Center on Law and Poverty said that many people are simply skipping medical care because they can't afford the deductible. Why is that? We just passed a $215 billion budget. We put a couple billion in there to expand Medi-Cal for other people, but we have no money for seniors. Oh yeah, we're going to give them back their hearing aids. I forgot, and their Depends. We call this the senior penalty because basically you're being penalized with a stricter eligibility limit based fully on your age or disability, said a so-and-so, an attorney with an organization, a nonprofit advocacy group focused on senior poverty. Notice both of these people were attorneys who commented, both who work for organizations that sue. I don't know where to keep going. How much time do I have? I'm running out of time for this half hour. Medi-Cal will restore five areas of coverage: audiology, optical services, podiatry, incontinence supplies, and speech therapy. It's just amazing to me. We're giving $17.4 million to these services out of a $215 billion budget. How much of the budget is going to the other 13 million people on Medi-Cal? Lawmakers were giving $17 million to seniors. I read from this article again. Lawmakers allocated $98 million to offer free health care to unauthorized young immigrants. Of this, $74 million will come from the state and the rest will come from the feds. So we got $17 million to help people like this little old lady who have lived and paid taxes for 71 years. But we have 98 million to go to other people. I can't even begin to tell you where to go or where I want to go with this. Here's another article. The California Health Report. California budget restores adult Medi-Cal benefits cut a decade ago. And I don't want to read this article because it'll just make me angrier. This one is in the CalHealthReport.org. And again, it says 17.4 million to seniors and 100 million to other people. And it's only taken us a decade to give this money back, which was taken away from them by the same legislature 10 years ago. Now we're giving them back a measly $17 million. And all the politicians in Sacramento are standing up and applauding themselves for how much they care about seniors. You know, a good friend of mine who's been a lobbyist for a long time told me once that a politician's vision ends 1 inch in front of the nose on their face. And I always thought that was, they have no idea what's happening in the real world, folks. They have no idea what's happening to people in nursing homes or assisted living or boarding cares. They have no idea that you can't get somebody in a nursing home anymore. They have no idea about the whole admission observation scam being run by hospitals and rehab facilities. They have no idea. I once tried to explain that to somebody in the state legislature. They were bored 30 seconds into it because I wasn't offering them any money. If you're a senior and you care about this, then you're going to want to listen to the second half of this show. Because I'm going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about the real issues of dementia. We're not going to talk about a little dementia. You know, like the article said, I know we had two relatives. They had a little dementia, not full-blown dementia. Nobody ever has full-blown dementia, folks. It's like Voldemort. It's he who shall not be named. We won't talk. We won't speak the word because it's not going to happen. But I got news for you. It's going to happen. So I hope you stick around for the second half hour because I'm going to offer some solutions. And we're going to go shopping in the second half hour. You'll like it. We're going to go shopping. Again, let me give you my contact information. Don't forget I have a workshop tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at my office. I think I have 5 or 6 seats left. Maybe not that many. It starts at 6. It'll run about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. You'll be home before dinner. Before dark. Maybe home before dinner. I don't know what time you eat. But that's on Monday, the 1st of July. You'll want to be there. My next workshop will be in a couple weeks. It will be up on my... I'll be picking that date tomorrow. That will be up on my website soon. So make sure you check my website. That will be a Saturday workshop. Make sure you check my website for upcoming workshops. What's my website? Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or you can always call me at my office. 800, right here in Sacramento. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break in a few minutes, but again, I just want to encourage you to take the time to set up a time either to get into my workshop or get into my office and sit down and talk about what's happening in your family. Or you can choose to listen to people who write articles like what I just read. By the way, I could read 30 of these every week, folks, of people who are giving out information that is simply not true, not helpful, and winds up costing families millions. 800-999-8007. I promise I will be much calmer in the second half hour, but this kind of stuff after 30 years just drives me nuts. Before people open their yap, why don't they just make sure they actually know what they're talking about? Because the misinformation hurts more than the real information. It really hurts. It hurts people all day long when people give out that kind of misinformation about what's available. And in the second half hour, I'm going to talk about actual real solutions. We're going to go shopping. We're going to go down in the bargain basement. So you will want to join me in the second half hour. Take the time during the break to email me or call me and get into my next workshop or get into my office, 800-999-8007. 800-999, pardon me, 999-8007. I'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to take a little break for the news, the weather, all that good stuff, traffic. So join me again here in just a few minutes on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. See you again in just a few seconds. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. Remember, I have a workshop tomorrow. If you, pardon me, I need to get a drink of water here. I have to hum, make noise, otherwise the dead air alarm goes off. I should have done that during the break, but I was making a phone call during the break. Don't forget my workshop tomorrow at 6. It's one of my few evening workshops that I do during the summer when there's daylight savings time. It's probably going to fill up really fast. I think I only have 3 or 4 seats left. If you can't make it to that workshop, I'll have another one in a couple weeks. Or, better yet, just come to my office. Face-to-face is always better. Just come in and see me, and we'll go from there. Don't forget my contact information. My phone number is 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. And my website is assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. I suggest you go to Assets and Aging, cruise around in there a little bit, become a member, sign up for the newsletter. The membership, folks, I just did another video this week for the workshop. If you haven't gone to my Facebook page, go there, Assets and Aging. My Facebook page, we have jazzed that up, and lots of links, upcoming links. I have a backlog of probably 20 links that we'll be putting up on there soon. In fact, the ones I just read to you today, I will be making a comment about some of these. Anyhow, go to my website. It's the best. It's, again, Assets and Aging for 30 years has been California's single best resource on the issues of aging. You can go other places and they'll give you a bunch of baloney, or they'll sell you a product. But my goal is to bring you information on what's out there and what's the truth and what's not. So make sure you spend some time in my work there. Sign up for a subscription. Become a member, get access to all the information that the casual viewer or visitor to my website doesn't get. The videos alone are worth the price of admission, and I'm going to keep adding to those. Every Monday, at least every 2 weeks on Monday, but sometimes every Monday, I do another video. I sit in my office, and I talk about what's interesting to me that week. So now I want to go shopping. You ready to go shopping? Got your wallet, got your checkbook, got your credit cards, have your spouse in tow, that's always good, kids, whatever it is, you're going to go shopping. Now, if you're like my spouse or other people, what do you always look for when you go shopping? Come on, what do you look for? Well, first of all, in food, you look for the tastiest food. But if it's not food, what are you looking for? You're looking for the best price. You're always looking for the best price. People compare on the internet. I don't know if you've noticed, but the newspapers now bought, it used to be when you wanted to buy a car, what did you do? You went to the Saturday newspapers and there were 2,700 pages of car ads. How many of you buy a car out of the newspaper now? What do? You go online and you buy a car. I talked to somebody the other day who's a salesman at, I won't tell you what car dealership, but it's in Roseville. And we were talking about stuff. And I said, how many cars do you guys, you know, sell a year? And he said, 6,000. And I said, 6,000? And he said, yeah, we're not the biggest dealership. We're only the second biggest dealership out in the Elk Grove Auto Mall. And I said, wow, how much are they? And he said, well, they sell about 7,000 or 8,000 cars a year. And I'm going, wow. So all told, I don't know, the Elk Grove Auto Mall, they must sell 30,000-40,000 cars out there. There's a lot of dealerships. So I'm thinking, how many of those bought their car out of an ad in the newspaper? Most people who now buy cars go shopping first, and they're looking for a bargain. And it doesn't matter where you are anymore. I 10 years ago, what year is my car? I have a car that's 2011. I bought that on the internet. It was 1 year old. I bought it as a used car with 9,000 miles on it. I bought it on the internet, and I got it in a dealership down toward Manteca somewhere. And my wife and I took a nice leisurely stroll down there. We picked up the car, and I did everything online. I did the credit app online. I did the, everything. I applied for the loan online. I did all of that. And I'd never seen the car until I drove up to the dealership. Well, I saw pictures of it, but I did it all online. I went shopping for a bargain. And that's the way a lot of you do it. Now, I want to talk about a specific kind of shopping. A lot of you, how many of you are familiar with the concept of the bargain basement? You know, that comes from a long time ago when there used to be, you know, department stores and stuff. And down in the basement, they couldn't figure out anything to do with the space down there. So that would be the bargain area. And down in the basement, the bargain basement, there was a store in Boston years ago called Filene's. That made the bargain basement, I don't know if it's still around or not, made the bargain basement popular. Well, the bargain basement still exists. It may not be a basement anymore, but we all shop for bargain areas, right? Sometimes when my wife goes shopping, she finds something on the bargain table that was already 50% off, and now it's 50% off of the 50% off price, so she's paying 25% of what it sold for originally, what the original price was. And she's really good at that. My wife is also really, really, really good at going to thrift shops and finding designer labels and stuff that people, you know, because she was a clothing designer, and she looks for bargains. She likes bargains. She knows value. And so we're always looking for the best bargain. Now, we have to be careful because sometimes the best bargain is a cheap t-shirt that's going to fall apart after the first wash. So we want a bargain, but we don't want to be stupid about it either. Well, this is the same kind of thing. What if you could go long-term care shopping in the bargain basement? Well, Bob, I don't understand. I'm really confused. Well, no, it's okay. You can be confused. I understand. But my example holds. What if you could go shopping for long-term care in the bargain basement? What if that were possible? What if you could get long-term care at wholesale? How many people, you know, there's all kinds of people on the radio and other places that advertise stuff, and you can come in and we're going to give you the dealer price or we're going to give you the wholesale price. What if you could get long-term care at wholesale? Is that possible? Yes. Do you know how to get long-term care at wholesale? I don't even know what you're talking about, Bob. Well, what if you could get long-term care at wholesale? What if you could get nursing homes at a discounted price? What if you could get nursing homes at the wholesale rate? What if you could get government benefits that would help lower the cost of care? What if you could get home care at the discount price? What if you could get assisted living at the discount price? What if you could get adult daycare at the discount price? What if you could get nursing homes at the discount price? Did you know that you can haggle with assisted living facilities? Did you know that? How many of you know how to go bargain shopping down in the bargain basement for long-term care? Well, you can. You absolutely can. For instance, how many of you know that you can go shopping for long-term care insurance at the bargain price? Bob, wait a minute. Now I'm really confused. Well, let me give you an example. The salesman comes to your house and says, nursing homes are $10,000 a month, so you need to buy a $10,000 a month long-term care policy. And you go, okay, well, what if you didn't need a $10,000 a month long-term care policy? What if, because of your income and assets, you only needed a $5,000 a month long-term care policy? That would save you a lot of money, but you don't know how to make those decisions or how to do that kind of stuff. How many of you know that you can bargain with assisted living facilities? What do you mean? How can you do that? I'm not going to tell you, but I can tell you that you can do that. People that come to my workshops, I'll tell how to do that. People that come to my office, I'll tell them how to do that. I have somebody right now in a nursing home in the Bay Area paying $16,000 a month for a nursing home. I'm going to get it for them at a discount. When I'm done, they're going to pay $3,000 a month for the nursing home. Now, that's a pretty good discount. That's a pretty good discount. What if you could get an extra $2,000 or so from the VA to help pay for assisted living, so instead of paying $5,000 a month out of your pocket, there was only $3,000 a month out of your pocket? Would that be a pretty good discount? Did you know that even if you can't qualify, even if you have a 100% share of cost for nursing home Medi-Cal, you get the discounted rate? You get a different rate? Did you know that? Did you know that you can get a caregiver in the house and IHSS may help pay for some of it, which means you're not paying $25 or $30 an hour for home care. You're getting it at the discount rate. What would it be worth for you to know how to do that? Well, I know how to do that. The people who wrote the articles today don't know how to do that I read earlier. But I know how to do that. What if you knew how what you were facing was actually going to turn out? I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good at reality. You know, I was playing with my granddaughter on Skype a couple months ago, and we were playing fantasy stuff. I can't remember what it was. We were doing fantasy stuff, you know, what if stuff. And she's 3 years old, and we were having a good time. And she's very bright and precocious. And about 10 minutes into it, she said, "You know, Grandpa, I'm done with fantasy. It's time to go back to reality." And my wife and I just started laughing like crazy, because that's the world I live in. In my world, I don't allow fantasy to creep in much when we're talking about long-term care. I prefer reality. What's real? Not what do we want to happen, not what do we wish would happen, not what do we hope would happen, but what's really likely to happen. I had somebody come in not long ago that mom has dementia and dad likes to go out in the evening with his friends. And he leaves mom home alone while he goes out in the evening with his friends. And she has dementia. And I could not get across to the children that that was a bad idea. They seem to think it would be okay. They're operating in the world of fantasy. I'm operating in the world of reality, which means in which I'm trying to tell them this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. But what if you knew that with a little planning, a little cost, a little foresight, you could be able to keep most, if not all, of what you have, and you could get care at the best price available? Not retail, maybe not nothing, but at least get help along the way and get it for the wholesale or the discount price. That not only can be done, I've been doing it for 30 years. I've said this before. I've never counted it up, but I've done a lot of Medi-Cal cases, and I estimate, if just taking the average, I have saved people between $75 and $100 million that went to their families, went to their children, went to the people that they love, not to the corporate owners of a nursing home or to the government. I'm pretty proud of that. There is no, and again, my last show is going to be end of July, so you're not going to get to hear this much longer. There is no requirement that you pay retail. There is no requirement that you spend everything down. There is no requirement that you impoverish yourself, despite what one of the people in one of these articles said that I read to you in the first half hour. It is possible to get the best care at the best price. It is possible to protect what you have. But it can't be done if you want and your family want to continue to live in the world of fantasy. How many of you know somebody with dementia? When you hear the word dementia, what do you think? What do you think? Oh, little memory problem. You know, what does a person with dementia look like? Looks like my mother. Looks like my father. How do they act? What do they do? How do you talk to them? How do they talk to you? Give me three things quick that the person you know with dementia does that you can't explain. How did it get that way? Was it your fault? I had somebody in my office the other day. Mom has dementia, and one of the children is just racked with guilt about it. Because, you know, this was never supposed to happen, and Mom always wanted to stay at home. And Mom can't stay at home anymore. Mom just can't stay at home anymore. And the child is just racked with guilt. So we had a 10-minute counseling session, I'm not a counselor, on that it's not your fault. It's not your fault that Mom got old. It's not your fault that Dad has dementia. It's not your fault. You know, I have somebody right now that called me the other day. It's called me, you know, fallen off a ladder twice, 80-some years old, cleaning the gutters. And the family won't intervene. How do you think that's going to wind up? How do you think that's going to wind up? How do you think that's going to wind up? And then when everybody talks to the family and says, how long has your dad had? Why are you letting your 85-year-old father? Well, he said he wouldn't let us enter. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? One of the things I've talked about for 30 years and 20 years here on the radio is always identifying the responsible adult. In your family, who's the responsible adult? Well, Mom is. Is she really? Is Mom really capable of making decisions about Dad? Dad has dementia. Well, Daddy's always been the leader of the house. Daddy has dementia. So when do we leave the world of fantasy and get to the world of reality and begin to say, wait a minute. Again, the first article I read to you where the guy was bragging almost about the two relatives that he and his wife knew. My wife and I each have an elderly relative whose retirement funds have been exhausted because of the cost of assisted living. They stood by and watched it happen, and they're almost proud of it. They never intervened. They never said, well, maybe there's another possibility. Maybe you could get assisted living at wholesale. Maybe there's a way you could get help with assisted living. Maybe there's government benefits that would help. Never said any of that. Just, well, they exhausted all their money. Oh, well. You have a choice. You will always have a choice. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have a choice. You will always have a choice to make a difference in your own life and the life of your family. You will always have the choice of getting the help you need now or waiting until it's late or almost too late. You will always have that choice until you don't anymore. Once you give up that choice, once you wait too long and circumstance takes over, then you no longer have a choice. You've just become reactionary. You're just reacting to crisis after crisis after crisis. You can go shopping in the bargain basement. You can come to my workshop. You can come to my office. You can come and see me. And you can, with a little time, a little effort, a little money, have peace of mind and know that you're going to get, for your loved one or for yourself, the best care possible at the best price possible, preserving as much of what you worked for as is possible to leave to the people that you love. There's nothing in the world wrong with that philosophy. Yes, there are lots of organizations who don't like that philosophy. They think every senior should spend every nickel they have and leave it all, and then leave all that's left over to the government. I'm not kidding you. I can name six of them off the top of my head. And that's their philosophy. It's not mine, never will be. Just because you have the wrong disease. If you have cancer, they don't expect you to do that. But if you have a mental illness or just general frailty, people expect you to spend everything. I don't, and I never will. So, would you like to go shopping in the bargain basement with me? We can go shopping together. And together, we can make sure we find the best care at the best cost in the best place for that person in your life who's becoming more frail. When we're done today, take out a piece of paper and write down who that is. And then write out the three positive things you're doing to make sure that they'll always get the best care at the best cost and protect everything they have. Don't write out that that's what you should do. Write out the actual things that you're doing to make sure that happens. And if you can't make that list, then get to my office, get to my workshop, and let's start that list together so that you can always know how you can get the best care. Now, the best care isn't always at home. Might be assisted living. Might be a boarding care. Might be a memory care. Might be a nursing home. But that whatever the care level is that that person in your life who you love and adore needs, you'll make sure they get the right care, the best care, at the best price, and that you will have done the best job possible. Please do me a favor. Never promise somebody that you'll make sure they get to stay at home. That is not a good promise. The promise is, don't worry, Mom, Dad, Grammy, Grampy. I'm willing to take on the responsibility, and I'll do the best job that I can do. What you need to do, Grammy and Grampy, is make sure you leave me the best tools to do that with, that you give me the ability to find the best care at the best price for whatever your needs are going to be. That's the promise you should make, and that's the promise that I can help you fulfill and have been helping Californians fulfill for 30 years. Take the time now to get to my workshop or get in to see me. Take the time now to go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Become a member so that you can get a membership so that you will always know, you will always have access to the best, most up-to-date information. You'll always have access to the best resource in California on care and frailty issues and senior issues. Make sure you check out my podcast every Wednesday, which will continue. You get on my newsletter list. My new newsletter will be coming out probably the day before this workshop, before this broadcast. Make sure you stay informed. And the best way to do that is with assetsandaging.com. You can always call me, 800-999-8007. Write it down. Give me a minute, get some paper. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assetsandaging.com. It's always good to have a choice. And today, you have a choice. You can choose to make a difference or you in your family's life, in your life. You know, parents say to me all the time, I don't want to be a burden on my children. Okay, name me the things you've done so that you won't be a burden on your children when you don't know who your children are. Children always say, well, I don't like talking about this with my mom and dad. Well, you better, because who's going to take care of mom and dad? And are you going to understand the tools that they've left you to do that? I can help with that. I can make sure the right tools are in place, the right plan is in place, at the right price, to do the things that you have to do to fulfill your promise to each other. That mom and dad, you'll give kids the tools that they need to take care of you. And children, that you'll accept the responsibility of those tools and take care of mom and dad to the best of your ability. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Together, pardon me, we'll go down in the basement, we'll go shopping, we'll get the best price and the best care, and make sure that mom and dad and your loved ones are going to be fine. I want to thank you all for joining me here again, and for the last few weeks I have left on the air. Again, I want to thank KFBK for this opportunity for 20 years, and I hope you'll continue to follow me on Facebook, assetsandaging.com, through my newsletter, and through my, I'm becoming a member of Assets and Aging. And I hope to be doing this for a long time, and I hope to count you among the hundreds and thousands of people that I've been able to help in 30 years of doing this. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop, get into my office for a free consultation. Otherwise, we'll plan on seeing you here. A few weeks left, but we'll see you here next week, same time, same place, right here on KFBK and Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.